Red Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be jojoined by director and scriptwriter Ognjen Zviličić.
Right, exactly. Pronounced it perfect.
Thanks very much for that. Great compliment to hear. And, you know, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you're doing here in Sarajevo.
Well, I'm on Signaling Drama. That means that I'm presenting my TV series. I'm a director, but now I finally decided to do some television because I'm really interested in getting to wider audience. So I'm going to present drama in 10 episodes, which is called Takeover. Takeover means that one big pharmaceutical company from a multinational company is taking over the small pharmaceutical company from Croatia. And you can imagine this small Croatian company is owned by state. So the guy who is sent to make takeover trying to corrupt everybody so they can do this job. So it's about corruption and it's about moral and it's about Eastern European corruption, and there will be lots of sex, drugs, and everything. There will be like blood. Yes, there will be soft in that.
Yeah, I like it. There will be blood. But yeah, before we get to talking maybe a little bit about what your activities here, I'm very curious as where the inspiration for the TV series came.
Well, I wanted to make something about moral, about today moral. So the guy who is doing this takeover in one moment sees that this pharmaceutical company which is taking over is developing the cure for cancer. And in one moment he thinks, oh, maybe I'm not doing the best thing in the world. So I think this moral dilemma is always like a big question for me, and I think that we are living in a world which is corrupted in any way that we just get used to it. And we cannot get used to it, so I think TV series can reach wider audience and speak about things that through some fun or through some real good stories, but really important things for our society.
Is it too early to talk about target audience? Who are you kind of looking at? Are you aware of the international market, or do you?
No, I'm aiming for international market because the market of even all ex-Yugoslavia is not so big. So yeah. The series will be on English because English is a speaking language. Yes, because this guy who is coming from States and he's coming to Croatia, so all it's about him taking over the smaller. Like it's like predator taking the smaller animal, you know, like, yeah. And thinking, am I doing the right thing? So basically, yeah, I'm thinking about wider audience because I think it's possible, because I think TV series doesn't have borders. If it's a good story, I think everybody will watch it. I think audience for TV series doesn't mind if it's Hungary or it's Bahami or it's like SSR or United States. Of course, English will help me, but English is the like Latin of the world. It's language of the world, yeah.
International, yeah. What stage of the production are you at right now?
I'm actually looking for a producer. This is my first coming out with this thing, and I'm looking for a producer, and I'm hoping it will be somebody who will really take it with passion, because it's lots of work. We have to find some actor who is known. Doesn't have to be superstar, but we have to find non-actor for this Mephisto, this guy who is like corrupting everybody. It has to be good actor, known, and it has to be, it's not cheap to make this kind of series. I want to make it on a really level so that can be sellable. Why? Because I was doing series before for Croatia or for smaller market, and I want to do something bigger, so I'm trying to reach the bigger audience.
Is that also part of the reason why you made the transition from films to TV?
Yes, I think because we are authors of the film. A film is somehow losing audience if it's not about... If film today is not a video game, then it's somehow losing audience. And I think, like, new Hollywood is totally corrupted, and I liked all Hollywood, and people were making good movies, like Howard Hawks, but good movies, funny movies, but also kind of clever movies, you know. Only one left of them is Scorsese, who is still doing the same thing, or some people, maybe Fincher, not even him. So I'm thinking about that all this is now in TV series. You can see something really funny, something exciting, something that people like to watch, but which is not stupid, which is good, clever, and which can change the world even.
True, and the names that you mentioned actually are involved in TV themselves, so it says a lot about what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, we need audience. It's not only for galleries. I mean the film somehow escaped to the festivals, and if you're not into this kind of movies, and I'm the first one who made this kind of art house cinema, and I like this kind of cinema, but you cannot survive without audience. Sooner or later, you need one.
Okay. Getting into more details of your activities in Sarajevo, you are presenting your project as part of the Drama Days. Yes. It's a new thing in Sarajevo. So maybe through what you're hoping, what you will specifically be a part of, maybe we could give our listeners an idea of what's happening.
Well, it's a kind of pitching session. So basically, it's like CineLink. It's a part of Sarajevo Film Festival where people, authors, directors come and pitch, tell their stories to the producer, so producer can decide. So if I you're a producer, you come to Sarajevo, you have 10 different stories, and you can decide, you can compare them. And also me as author, when I'm telling my story, I can check out if it's working or not.
Yeah.
By the look of other people's faces. So basically what is happening, that you are tell your story to the audience of producers, and then later if they are interested, they talk with you, and then later you begin some contact. It takes time. It's not like every project gets financed, but at least you have a good feedback, and Sarajevo always brings people who are really important, who can make it happen. So it's for real.
Thank you very much for that. Very detailed, and I wish you all the best with your project, and hopefully everything will be all right and we'll come to fruition.
Well, thank you for this conversation.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.